Welcome to Entrepreneur Q&A with Dr. Greg Watson, where we dive into real-world entrepreneurial questions in just a few minutes. I'm Greg, better known online as Dr. Greg Watson, serial entrepreneur and founder coach. Each episode, I unpack a question that matters to entrepreneurs, from launching your first venture to scaling an established business. Today's show is called Why 7 Unstoppable Entrepreneurs Crush Fear and Rejection. Now let's get started with today's show. Here's a sobering truth. Every entrepreneur faces an average of 42 rejections before their first yes. 42. That's not a bug in the entrepreneurial system. That's a feature. Today, I'm revealing the 3-step rejection resilience formula that separates the entrepreneurs who quit from those who become unstoppable. First, let's reframe rejection as data, not devastation. When someone says no to your idea, your product, or your pitch, they're not rejecting you as a person. They're giving you free market research. Every rejection reveals what doesn't work, which mathematically brings you closer to discovering what does work. Think of it like this. If you're guaranteed 42 rejections before success, then rejection number 30 isn't failure, it's progress. You're 30 steps closer to your breakthrough. Second, build your rejection quota. This sounds counterintuitive, but here's the psychology. When you actively seek rejection, it loses its emotional power over you. Set a daily goal of getting 3 no's before lunch. When rejection becomes expected rather than feared, something magical happens. You start celebrating those no's because they mean you're taking meaningful action toward your goals. Third, implement the 24-hour rule. Give yourself exactly 1 day to feel disappointed. Honor that emotional response because you're human. But after 24 hours, extract 1 lesson and make 1 improvement. This prevents you from wallowing while ensuring you're constantly evolving. Consider Sarah Blakely's journey with Spanx. She faced rejection from every major retailer for 2 solid years. But here's what made her different. She kept a rejection journal, documenting what she learned from each no. When Neiman Marcus finally said yes, she knew exactly why her pitch worked. She had refined it through 100 previous rejections. Your action step today is simple but powerful. Start your own rejection journal. Write down 1 thing you learned from your most recent no. Then go out and collect 3 more rejections this week. Remember, rejection isn't the opposite of success. It's the raw material of success. Thanks for tuning in to Entrepreneur Q&A with Dr. Greg Watson, brought to you by Entrepreneurship Essentials, empowering founders at every stage. If you found value in today's episode, please subscribe, leave a review, or share it with a fellow entrepreneur. Until next time, keep building.